The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Then I just wanted to send a warm welcome to everybody. It's nice to see you all. I imagine that this is going to get old soon, right? That we can all see one another and connect in this way. But for now, there's still a certain delight that we can come together in this way. I appreciate it very much. So I wanted to talk about this evening about one thing about cultivating loving kindness. That is that loving kindness has two aspects. That it's really, they're closely related, and maybe in some ways it doesn't make any sense to make this distinguish the two, to make the kind of discern and separate the two, but maybe there is some value in thinking about this too. So what are these two aspects of cultivating loving kindness? Maybe I'll back up a little bit and say that this is one of the great things about loving kindness practice in the Buddhist tradition, is that you can cultivate loving kindness. You can cultivate this warm-heartedness, this deep, well-wishing sense of goodwill for others and for oneself. We don't have to wait for it to be, you know, the perfect conditions when the world is exactly how we want it and people are treating us exactly the way we want them to, or something like that. We don't have to wait for those conditions in order for this feeling of warm-heartedness and openness to arise, but we can cultivate it. So it makes it more likely, easier, that these experiences, these sensations will arise. So what are these two different aspects? So one is, as I'm describing, is this warm-heartedness and connection with others and with ourselves. So it's a feeling of type of love, type of friendliness, care, respect, both with others and with ourselves, and people we know, people we don't know. So maybe sometimes it's with everybody, maybe sometimes we are just feeling it for a subset of everybody. Whichever way, it's fine. And then a second aspect of cultivating loving kindness is we're cultivating a sense of well-being, a sense of ease. So our own immediate experience is one of more spaciousness, perhaps, more relaxation, perhaps, more just a sense of contentment. It may not be screaming loud. It may not be an overwhelming experience, but there's this increase in this feeling of things are okay, I'm okay, this is going to be okay, this general sense of well-being. So it may be that, and sometimes when we're cultivating loving kindness, that we lean in one direction towards feeling warm-heartedness and connected and love and friendliness towards others. It might be that in other occasions we lean the other direction in cultivating a sense of well-being, a sense of settledness, contentment, happiness. Now, as I said, in some ways these distinctions is artificial, that they arise together, and they definitely arise together. But it might be that sometimes we may want to emphasize one or the other. Either we may do this intentionally, and our intentions can be really powerful. Maybe I'll say a word about that, is that we can set the intention while we're practicing, that we're tuning into some kind of way, one aspect or the other, maybe privileging that aspect of loving kindness practice, that aspect of our experience, more than another. So in that way, we'll notice it more, and in that way it might blossom more, or even if it's not blossoming more, we're noticing more. So our experience is as if there's more sense of warmth or connection, or more of a sense of well-being. So we might set an intention. It depends. Maybe we're having a day that we feel like we just need some soothing, some healing, some settling down, some lessening of anxiety, some sense of things are going to be okay, some contentment. Maybe we're having a kind of a day where we want to feel connected or feel or to dampen or quiet the inner critic. So we might choose to intentionally focus on one of these aspects. I'm not saying this that we have to use meditation as a tool to solve a particular problem, or that we have to meditate in order to get particular outcomes. I'm just saying that we can. Meditation and loving kindness meditation, they're so deep in so many different aspects. And I'm just pointing to one or two here that we can set an intention to notice and cultivate particular experiences that might support us. So, of course, with loving kindness practice, we just create the conditions in which there might be this warm-heartedness, love, connection, in which there might be an increased sense of well-being or happiness or ease. But we're just creating the conditions. So that doesn't mean that it'll arise. It doesn't mean that just because we're doing loving kindness practice that we'll have particular experiences. But it does make it more likely. And even if we don't have any particular experiences, we can learn something from ourselves. We can learn from what's getting in the way. Or maybe I should put it another way, we can learn from what's arising instead. If while we're doing loving kindness practice, what's coming to mind is all the people that for whom we don't feel warm-heartedness toward, then we can learn that, okay, this has a role in our life and it's maybe worthwhile for us to pay some attention to. What can we do so that whatever feelings we might have that are not warm-hearted are not being fueled or not being cultivated or not being given pride of place, but instead that we can turn towards loving kindness practice to help cultivate a sense of warm-heartedness.
So what are you taking, Vivian? Are you wearing shoes?
So okay. I'm going to mute us all. Okay, there we go. So, and it also might point to, if we have this, we're having every experience except loving kindness to arise or except warm-heartedness to arise, it might also point to that maybe we are starting loving kindness practice where it's a little bit difficult. The encouragement, the invitation is to start where it's easy. That is for a lovable being. And maybe the person, the being that we've chosen to help us cultivate loving kindness isn't so easy, and we're sliding right off into difficulty. So just offer that as two reasons why it might be that they don't arise. There's going to be a myriad of reasons, and part of our practice can be to explore and be curious about and learn about what are some of the ways in which there might be more loving kindness arising, or which there might be more of a sense of well-being or ease. And then lastly, I want to point to, maybe reiterate, in some ways these distinctions I'm making are completely artificial and maybe even unhelpful, but in some ways they might be helpful too. So this also can be an exploration for you to just inquire, are there times in which making a distinction would be helpful? And then I'd like to point to, it's not an accident that both a sense of warm-heartedness and a sense of well-being arise together. Whenever we're able to soften, whenever we're able to diminish, whenever we're able to minimize or put down our self-concerns, our self-obsession, self-preoccupation in a way that's not healthy, in any ways willing to soften those gives to an increase of sense of well-being and happiness and a sense of connection and care and warmth. This self-obsession that sometimes we have because we're in a lot of pain and we're suffering and it's perfectly natural and that we have this, but if there's a way in which we can soften it, then there can be this arising of both this warm-heartedness and connection and a sense of well-being or happiness. So with that as an introduction, we'll begin our meditation practice. We'll take an alert, upright posture that expresses our intention to meditate here now, and also expresses some softness, some openness, some ease, whatever ease, openness, softness we might have. And just feeling into the body. Feeling the contact, the pressure, the chair, the cushion, the ground. Feeling your feet on the ground. And see if you can have the awareness, the attention, somehow lightly touch or lightly connect with the experience of the body. Not with a sledgehammer, but with some care, some tenderness maybe even. Maybe you haven't thought about your relationship or with attention connecting with its object or the way in which you do this sledgehammer versus tenderness. But is there a way in that makes sense for you? Not too light that you slip right off, but not too forceful that it feels a little like it doesn't feel sustainable. It feels like there's a lot of energy and tiny bit of aversiveness or something in it. Just very gently be with the experiences in the body. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just feeling what it feels like to be embodied. Maybe you notice some tightness or tension in certain areas of the body. Maybe you notice some ease, some softness in areas of the body. Now we can rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing, allowing the movement of the abdomen or chest, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Just resting very gently the awareness there on these changing sensations. If you find yourself lost in thought, it doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply, gently begin again. What does it feel like to have an in-breath? What are the sensations, the experiences? Not so much thinking or thoughts, but experiences associated with the in-breath. So now, to begin our loving kindness practice, maybe I'll say a word before we do. You can always come back to this practice, mindfulness of the sensations of breathing or mindfulness of the body. If that ever feels more appropriate for you than loving kindness practice. So to begin loving kindness, bring to mind a person or a being that's easy to feel warm-hearted, care, deep friendliness, respect, goodwill. Choose whichever word resonates with you. It may be somebody you know, and maybe somebody you don't know. It may be an imaginary kitten or puppy or baby, or maybe you know of kittens, puppies, and babies. You have a memory and you can bring that to mind. And check in and see how that feels in the body. Is there any sense of ease or sense of warmth or openness by bringing this being to mind? If so, allow this bodily sensation to support you. And if you don't feel anything in particular, that's perfectly fine. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can repeat phrases that state our wish for others, for this lovable being, to be happy and healthy and safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can check in with the sensations in the body and see if there is any physical experience of either warm-heartedness or maybe just a general sense of well-being, okayness. If so, can you allow those experiences to get as big as they would like? We can use these experiences to support us. Again, they may not be obvious or really loud, so to speak. They can be quiet little experiences. They can be subtle. But that doesn't make them insignificant. We can dip back into our loving kindness practice, bring into mind the lovable being again. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. then we can expand on this cultivation of loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we'd want to extend loving kindness to ourselves. So in the same way, you can bring a felt sense of yourself sitting here now, or be a visual image of yourself. You can choose any picture of yourself that you like. Whichever one it feels easy to connect to and to help support a sense of warm-heartedness. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, you can check in with the body and see if there's a sense of maybe increased relaxation or ease or well-being while you're wishing yourself well. Some people, we feel this in the heart center or like in the chest. Some people put more in their belly, wherever it might be for you. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then we can extend this loving kindness practice even further and to include people that the tradition calls neutral people, that is, people for whom we don't like or dislike. We don't really know them. We don't know them at all. But maybe we notice them, the person that walks the dog at 4 p.m. every day near where you live, or maybe the mail carrier, or some other person that you don't interact with, you don't know, you don't have a relationship with, and you don't feel strongly about one way or the other. Can we extend our loving kindness to include people whom we don't know, we don't have a relationship with? Might even be somebody on this Zoom call if you've never seen them before. So bringing the so-called neutral person to mind. Again, extending warm-heartedness, goodwill, benevolence towards them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. and then just another opportunity to just feel into the bodily experience. Allow that to support you, whether it's warmth and maybe spaciousness in the heart center, in the chest area, or maybe it's just a general, vague, diffuse sense of okayness or wellness. Or maybe there's a corner of your experience, just a part of your experience. It's not your dominant one, but just mixed in with everything else is a sense of okayness or maybe happiness. Can we make room for all of this? Can we allow it all to be there? And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yeah, so at the beginning of our sit together, I talked about these different aspects of loving kindness practice that our experience can maybe some warm-heartedness, connection, love, goodwill for others, and or can also be maybe a sense of just a general sense of well-being or happiness or maybe even some delight or joy or gladness or any of these words. You don't have to make these separations and these distinctions, but in some ways, maybe it can be helpful to you also. So one way to support or augment our meditation practice and to integrate it into our lives and the experiences that we're having is to share them or to talk about them. So in just a moment here, I'll put you all into breakout rooms. So if breakout rooms in which you'll have an opportunity to talk with just a few other people, probably like will be a total of around four people, 3 to 5 in a room. And the invitation here is to do some deep listening to other people. We all have so much wisdom we can learn from each other, as well as to kind of hear ourselves explore some of what this means to have warm-heartedness and or this sense of well-being. So a question you might explore is, what's the connection between these two? Maybe it doesn't make sense for you to make any distinction between these two experiences. And each person will have just a few, maybe I'm going to, let's see here. We'll have 12 minutes total. So that won't be a lot. And so just, you don't have to share your deep, dark secrets, but just share about your ideas, either how that meditation practice was for you or your ideas about this difference between warm-heartedness and well-being. Okay, so I'm going to open up the rooms and I'll see you soon. Oh, I see that somebody has their hand up. Maybe somebody is on their phone. So maybe before we go, I'll say, would you like to ask a question? This person, their phone number. Nope. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to put you in some breakout rooms. Have fun. Oh, hi, Chris. I see that you ended up in a room with my backup. Let me see if I can put you in another room here. So maybe we'll just, everybody could say one word, or I know that maybe it's helpful to put it in the chat, and then maybe I can say it out loud. So if, for those of you who are new to Zoom, you can bring your cursor down to the bottom, then under chat, you can just put in a word or two for everybody. I'll read them out loud. So if you want to be anonymous, you can make it just to me. Yeah, maybe we'll just do that. Restless, okay. Connected. Connection, honoring unique experience, nice. Meeting needs. Heartfelt. It's perfectly fine to, for there to be really big range. Maybe you are really annoyed and can't wait for this to be over with. Or, right? Or it doesn't have to be, you know, all ooey gooey, mushy, thankful. Another thankful one. And then maybe in our last 30 seconds here, unmute everybody, and it's an opportunity for us to just kind of say goodbye and say hello or whatever we'd like to say here. So get ready, it might be a little bit loud. So bye everybody.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye, thank you very much, everyone.
Goodbye.
Amy, Peter, good night.
Bye. Yes. Yeah. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Okay, deep bow. It's a deep bow for everybody. May you be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.